Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Sleuths. Hi, vlog. Hi, pod. It's me, live from Portofino, and I'm so actually ecstatic to talk to you guys because I just had to walk to the local market, and by some, it was like God was looking out for me. I found AA batteries. And then I needed to format a memory card. And then you guys know me and you guys know my life. And I'm quite literally always, I'm a little bit of a hot mess, I guess you could say. And in typical hot mess fashion, I'm drinking a beer, as they do in Portofino. That was me being sarcastic, by the way. Welcome, Sleuths. I am super excited to get into this week's episode. I've always wanted to film and like record from a vanity because I watch a lot of YouTube vlogs. And even if I'm not watching it, I just like to have it on YouTube, like in the background. And all of my favorite YouTubers, they always like set up their camera on their vanities and like do their skincare and do their makeup and etc. And I've just like always loved that vibe and I like wanted to try it out, but we will probably relocate because I don't know about this lighting. But I am on my honeymoon and I keep switching back and forth between calling it a mini moon and a honeymoon. The difference between those two things, I guess, is basically a honeymoon is interpreted as like a 2 week, absolutely out of office, like extravaganza, whereas a mini moon is like the name is just a shorter duration where you just like get away for the weekend and then you're back Monday. I didn't have either of those things planned and neither did my, oh my God, now husband. And I can't wait to share the wedding with you guys, which will be very soon. But right now I'm in the honeymoon phase, except it's not a phase right now. It's my literal honeymoon. And I'm coming off the wedding. And to be totally honest, my friend Allie, who was also my maid of honor, she had told me like a few times that there's this phenomenon that happens where you get the post-wedding blues and like you feel really down. And I was like, I don't think that's going to be the case for me. Like, I think part of me was so excited for the wedding weekend, but I would be lying if I told you guys there wasn't also a part of me that was like, I kind of just can't wait for it to be over, which sounds like really messed up, but it's true. And I think, although I could totally be wrong, I want to say that if I was not having to complete and finalize a memoir at the exact same time, I like to think that maybe I would have had less of that approach to the wedding, and I would have just been more like, yes, given it all my time and attention and focus, but also maybe I would have had more bandwidth and energy and time, like literally time, to kind of perfect it, but also feel more excited about it. But then the wedding weekend wrapped up, and I was just not expecting to feel the level of like, kind of like low grade depression. I'm not even joking. I feel so much better today than I did yesterday. That's for sure. And like, there was definitely this in the days right after, just kind of like this blissful period. And I just like, can't even believe I'm married. I don't know if it's just something in Italy or if this is kind of how it goes across the board, but you know, a lot of girls will go to the courthouse and that's like them getting legally married, and then they'll have a whole ass wedding separate from that. And because I'm going to be living and am living that international life, because Italy, they don't really do the courthouse thing, and we also did not have time to like line it up with our schedules perfectly where we would both be in New York to go to the courthouse and do it. We got married over Zoom, and my mom was the one who like kind of put it together, but my friend Jocelyn, who was there, who I love, had told me that she had done that, and maybe that was like during COVID, that Utah is the only state that will allow for you and can officiate and legalize a marriage over Zoom. And I kid you not, my mom found this person that does it, and it's called $99 Weddings. And so that was really fun and funny to do basically before this like elaborate, lavish, gorgeous ceremony in Italy. But I want to like dive into all the feels, the feelings, and my honeymoon, mini moon, a little bit more. I love bread and pasta, but it's wedding time, so I need to make sure I'm hitting my macros. But I don't want to give up some of my favorite foods by eating something that tastes like cardboard. But I have found the thing, the perfect thing, Hero Bread. It is incredibly soft, so fluffy, and it solves my not getting enough fiber, protein, any kind of dietary restriction I'm on problem. Plus, it's not just sliced bread. They have bagels with 19 grams of protein, the burrito tortillas, which are my favorite. And if I'm in a pinch and need late night dinner, I'll just whip up some eggs and use the Hero tortillas. They're 2 grams net carb. And they have Hero noodles with 32 grams of fiber and 12 grams of protein. They hit the spot with 0 grams of sugar and 0 grams net carbs per serving, depending on the product, letting you make mindful choices without
any compromises. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code Sophia at checkout. That's Sophia at hero.co. You will not regret it.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
So what started off as a mini moon has turned into a honeymoon, kind of. I'm still working, but I took a good few days not even opening my text messages or my email or responding to quite literally anyone. And I would love to say during those few days, I was just in post-wedding bliss, but I was asleep. I was so exhausted from the wedding weekend and all the months leading up to it. Cause it wasn't just one crazy weekend. It was book on a crazy timeline and then planning a wedding and then flying internationally and then adjusting to the time zone for not that many days and then just being with all my people for an extended period of time. I was just so freaking tired that I basically fell asleep and did not wake up. And I only woke up to jump in a body of water. And it's so funny because you think you want your life to unfold one way and then reality sets in and you're like, oh, wait, I wanted to do a 10-day safari with my husband. And I need to get used to that because that just still sounds really fucking crazy. If I had to be on a plane flying to South Africa, then taking God knows how many shuttles and buses and whatever to get to Tanzania, and then was embarking on a safari where you wake up at 4 a.m. to see the animals. Yes, that's dream, and that's on my bucket list, and that's kind of one of the number one vacays that I still want to have, but no, I think I would just have slept in and been I'll, catch the elephants on my next safari. I don't think I would be able to stay awake. So I'm glad we didn't do a whole ass honeymoon. We had nothing planned. We kind of talked about it in the days leading up to the wedding, which is crazy. And I just said, look, I will be happy as long as there is a body of water that I can jump into and jump out of and then lay horizontally next to it. As long as we can check that off the list, I will be a happy, happy girl. And that's kind of exactly what we did. I've always wanted to come to Portofino. It's so seamless and easy to get here from Milan. And we were lucky enough that we have a really good friend who actually has a place in Paragi, which Portofino is tiny. I remember watching that episode of The Kardashians where Kourtney gets married at the Dolce & Gabbana house. which their whole property is like insane. And there's like a Dolce & Gabbana beach club with like slightly obnoxious beach chairs. However, I'm here for it. Oh my God, you guys, I'm back. I just threw up. Like literally just now. I was in the middle of recording and a wave came over me that I like could not keep down. Holy shit. But we are back. Why am I so freaking sick? Like, was it because I had a beer? That was crazy. Anyways, the honeymoon bliss. We got so freaking lucky, and our good friend has a place in Paracchi, which is part of Portofino. And Paracchi is where you basically the only place that you can actually swim in Portofino. And Portofino is tiny. And so we lucked out, but we only had it for the weekend and we didn't know where we wanted to do the rest of our trip. So we like thought about all these different places we could go and we just looked at each other and we were like, it is so fucking hot here, like uncomfortably hot, I would say. But we were just like, that is what a summer vacay is, and it makes more sense to hang out here. By the way, it's the cutest place I've ever been. It's the best food I've ever been. And that's saying a lot for Italy. If you're into seafood, it's like to die. But we just relocated to like this little hotel. But the beach, quote unquote, here is so funny to me. And it's so different than how it is in America. You know, like you go to one hotel, South Beach in Miami, and it's like the lounge chairs have a foot or 2 feet between them. Here, it is like, I kind of like it. Like, it just looks way cuter, but there is the tiniest strip of beach. And each little fraction is filled with various beach clubs that all have like different umbrella colors. And that's how you can tell which is which. And then there is a strip kind of in the middle of that is public beach. And I swear to God, it is 2 California king size mattresses wide. It is so freaking small. And it's just, it's cute. It's cute. I'm going to like insert a picture and it's amazing. And my only complaint is how hot it is, which I think that is just how it goes for a summer vacation, unless we were to go to like a lake, which we almost went to the Dolomites. And I was like, see, now that's a little too cold for me. I just can't, nothing makes me happy, apparently. But the bliss, I think when I'm not in my working brain, will take over. But there was like a for real sadness that was present for like the last few days, to be honest. Today I'm like feeling better, but it was like, anytime I saw any of my stuff from the wedding, like anything I wore, any shoes, anything bride coded, it was super triggering. And I ended up putting everything in one suitcase and zipping it and throwing away the key. And I was like, I just can't look at anything. It's very, very bizarre. And I don't know. I thought like the post-wedding blues was maybe more so for people that have waited their whole lives to get married and have like been building it up in their head and have the Pinterest board and like have been fantasizing about it for a really long time. And maybe for people who aren't like ecstatic about their job or like where they spend most of their day today, but it is a very real thing, and I love my life and I love my job and I love what I do, and I'm so fortunate and so lucky. But like, I was depressed, y'all. I was legit depressed. And if you asked me what it is exactly that's making me sad, I could not tell you. I think that's just like how shit goes when you are building up and building up to this day in your mind. And when that day's over, it's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I kind of wish I could have just stayed engaged forever. Except I hated saying my fiance. Like, something about just even that was so obnoxious to me. But I can't even call him my husband. So, again, cannot be happy. Just cannot.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Okay, I want to pivot into some sleut questions / frankly with Sophia Franklin. Question number one. My boyfriend wants to take me to the exact vacation spot he repeatedly went with his ex. Am I immature for wanting somewhere new? What a phenomenal question. And no, you are not immature for wanting somewhere new. If you are, then I am, baby girl, because I ran into that a couple of times with like multiple boyfriends, and I used to be like, okay, well, anywhere that you've gone with an ex should be off limits. And then I kind of grew up and had to grow out of that and be like, that's not necessary. Unless if you're like secure in your relationship with your man, then that shouldn't matter. And like, you don't need to sit there and, you know, think about, oh my God, they literally had sex like in this hotel somewhere. It's like, who cares? And he's there with you. And that's all that you should be knowing or thinking about. If he wanted to be with his ex, he would. Just because you guys are going to the same location, it doesn't mean shit. It's not like, I mean, so what? What if him and his ex had basically toured and stayed at every single hotel that your dream destination has to offer? Like, I want to go to the Maldives. Am I going to say no, we can't go there just because he one time went with an ex? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You just need to like shut it out of your brain and be like, he's with me now. And it's not like the memories and the fact that they were once there together changes shit. I can tell you right now, I have pretty good insight into how a guy's brain works, and he won't even think about her once when you guys are there. Okay. Next question. How much alone time is acceptable on a vacation before it stops being romantic? That's such a good question. I mean, I'm going to give you like the basic answer, which all healthy relationship experts will tell you, like as much as you need, and it varies by individual. I haven't even like officially moved in with my man. Granted, we spend like long periods of time together, especially in like little cramped, packed hotel rooms, but a lot of the time we're long distance. And so I'm solo in my New York apartment, and I need that alone time, or else I will start to get bitchy and snappy, and I don't want to be that way. How much time I need? It's just like, if you guys are staying in a tiny hotel room and doing everything together, I think like every few days, maybe just carve out like a good chunk of the day to be solo. And then I think it makes you guys like appreciate one another more. And it actually lowers my any anxiety I have that I naturally will just like start to get when I'm spending a prolonged period of time with anybody. Like, I don't know what it is, but on day four of being with the same person, like, I will just start to, like, I don't know, frantically make things interesting. I have no idea why I do that, but I do. So I think if you're trying to spend over 50% solo, then it starts to be like, maybe you should look at the relationship. But anything under 50%, I think you're golden. I mean, 50% is even pushing it, but 49%, I think, is perfectly allowed. Next question. My boyfriend got way too drunk during an important event. Everyone else has moved on, but I'm still pissed. Am I allowed to revisit it? Here is my take on that. I think you have to judge people on how they show up for a duration of time. I think if there's been 5 important events, and for 4 of those, he's gotten too fucked up, there's like an issue that you really need to look at. If, I mean, your question is, should you revisit it? Oh, baby girl, you should revisit that convo with him as much as you'd like to. In fact, I don't think you should just let it slide at all. Even if that's like the only time he's ever done that, I am a firm believer that you can train men, and that based on your reaction, he can learn a lot. And moving forward, there's potential for him to really change his behavior, but he won't feel as much of a need to change that behavior unless you make sure he feels like complete and total shit about it. So, yes, I think you should revisit it. Yes, I think even harp on it. I think that's totally valid and fair. Eventually, you have to let it go, not even for him, just for you. And see how it plays out, right? Like, if he does it again, then I think we're all human. I think there's like, you can kind of forgive someone for like a one-off, but if it's happening even more than once and it's during periods that are incredibly important to you that it doesn't happen, then I think you need to take a closer look at it and reevaluate the relationship entirely, if I'm being frank. But definitely revisit it, baby girl. Okay, next question. This sleuth wrote in, "Hi, Sophia, love you. My best friend acted weird and selfish during a really huge and difficult moment in my life. Do I confront her immediately or wait until I'm less emotionally fried?" Wait until you're less emotionally fried. Like, I have lived my life fairly conflict avoidant, and I'm much better about it now, but I also see the value in talking about things when you feel ready to talk about them. So if you just want to like kind of block her out and give her the cold shoulder and kind of just avoid responding to her, giving her like one word text responses, I think that is completely fine, because let me tell you, I have absolutely been in scenarios like this where if I don't wait until I've gotten sleep and drink water and kind of stepped back from the situation, then when we do have the conversation, I can end up saying way meaner things and being way more vicious and just way less rational. So I think 100% waiting it out. If she's your best friend, that's going to be easier said than done, right? Like, you guys probably talk all the time or have like lengthy, long, deep conversations, and you can only avoid her for so long. But I also think this. I used to think that the conversation itself was so daunting that it made sense to just put it aside until I was ready. But if it's weighing on your mind and it's like one of those things that's just like in the back of your brain every single day, and when you think about it, you like get a wave of stress, then sometimes the uncomfortability that will happen in having the conversation is actually way less uncomfortable and way less taxing than putting it off. You know what I mean? Because there's also a tax that comes with not addressing things right away. Like, you need to weigh out which tax is more. Okay, next question.
There's nothing I love more than finding something I love and then on top of that, scoring a great deal. It's like the best thrill ever, and I love getting things for the best price possible. But what if you could take that a step further and actually earn rewards while you shop? That's exactly what Rakuten does. It's the most rewarding way to shop because you earn cash back and rewards on almost everything you buy. We're talking fashion, beauty, travel, even things like concert tickets or everyday essentials. Rakuten partners with a ton of your favorite brands like Macy's, Sephora, Nike, Expedia, even places like CVS and Target. So chances are you're already shopping there anyway. The difference is now you can earn while you do it. And it's super easy and free to sign up. Literally just an email. You can shop online, through the app, or even use their browser extension. Plus, you can stack your cash back on top of sales and coupons to maximize your savings. Then you can redeem your rewards however you want. Check, PayPal, gift cards, even points. It just makes spending feel a little smarter. Join for free at Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app to start saving money today.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Lots of questions about vacation, and I am here for it because I am living it. Is honeymoon sex actually incredible, or is everyone secretly exhausted, bloated, constipated, and pretending? Love you, Slu. Baby girl, I just got done throwing up. So what I can say is you definitely are not feeling your best on vacation. And quite frankly, I was so burned out that I have spent 95% of this entire honeymoon with no makeup. In fact, I was using his toothbrush for the last 3 to 4 days. Like, it wasn't until yesterday, and I swear to God, that I decided to, like, actually unpack my shit and actually use my own toothbrush. I haven't done my skincare routine. I haven't put on a lash. Like, I haven't done shit. And I've been re-wearing the same thing over and over and over. That all changes today, as God is my witness. But no, I don't think you feel 100% when you go on vacation with a dude. You're eating new shit. You're drinking way more than you probably are at home. However, I think there's more opportunity to even have sex. And again, I'm talking from like a semi-living together, semi-still in a long-distance relationship kind of dynamic. But there's definitely more opportunity to have said sex. And it's like when you're on vacation, what is vacation really for? It's to chill, relax, experience a new place, and take in your significant other. So yeah, that lends itself fairly well to sex. Do I feel my hottest? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Maybe like day one, day two. So make sure to get all the sex in during that window. But come day three and beyond that, I'm like pretty disgusting. And you know what? With that, sleuths, reminder to actually slow down and enjoy your vacation. And what's the point if you're going to be walking around caring about the blow? Or caring about work, or caring about anything that is not vacation. You know what I mean? And I love you guys so much. I can't wait to share with you all the details of what went down during my weekend. You can pre-order Daddy Issues now, which is my memoir. And I love you guys so much. Talk next week.